From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. At least 28 people were killed and hundreds wounded when a Taliban truck bomb tore through Kabul Tuesday, triggering a fierce firefight. VOA's Ayaz Ghul tells us that the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack.
A Taliban suicide bomber driving a minibus packed with hundreds of explosives, hundreds of kilograms of explosives, hit a main entrance of the building, which basically houses security personnel, mostly associated with the Afghan intelligence agency. And this massive explosion caused a lot of damage to the building, but it was so huge that it was heard across the Kabul city, according to witnesses.
Meanwhile, the Interior Ministry denounced the attack as a war crime and pledged to track down the perpetrators. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Fighting intensified Tuesday in northern and central Syria as government forces sought to repel rebel advances on a government stronghold. Meanwhile, a chief opposition negotiator, said the conditions on the ground were not conducive to political talks. A suicide bomb attack outside a government office in northwestern Pakistan Tuesday left one person dead and 17 injured, according to officials there. The attack took place in Mardam, which is about 50 kilometers northeast of Peshawar. A senior local official said the suicide attack target was the office of the Excise and Taxation Office. Meanwhile, no one had claimed responsibility for that attack. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's southern quake-hit area was rattled by a strong aftershock Tuesday, and searchers found a woman's body buried under landslide rubble. It raises the death toll from the two earthquakes to 45. Meanwhile, more than 100,000 evacuees were bracing for another chilly night. Many people are afraid to stay in their homes as aftershocks continued to shake the area on the southern island of Kyushu, including a 5.8 magnitude quake Tuesday afternoon. Authorities are advising people staying in cars and shelters to move about to avoid developing deep vein thrombosis. New York began voting Tuesday in a high-stakes presidential primary, tipped to hand Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump victories in the race to clinch the Democratic and Republican tickets to the White House. Polls opened at 6 a.m. and are due to close at 9 p.m. when Clinton and Trump have scheduled what they hope will be victory parties in Manhattan. The UN Refugee Agency reports new fighting and severe food shortages in previously peaceful areas of South Sudan are causing thousands of people to flee into neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
About 2.3 million people have been forced to flee their homes since civil war broke out in South Sudan in December 2013. More than 670,000 are refugees in neighboring countries. The UN Refugee Agency warns refugee numbers are rising in all of South Sudan's neighbors as fighting spreads to formerly peaceful areas of northern Bahr el Ghazal and Warab states. The agency says the new refugees create a huge burden in the asylum countries. It says the UNHCR and other humanitarian agencies are short of cash, putting life-saving services for the refugees at risk. The UNHCR reports an estimated 52,000 South Sudanese have fled into Sudan since January.
Again, that is VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. Thousands of Indian garment workers angry with the government over changes to their pensions funds clashed with police in the information technology hub of Bengaluru on Tuesday as security forces fired tear gas to control the crowds. The protests come after the government proposed changes in February on how employees can withdraw savings from the Employee Provident Fund. German police Tuesday freed a mentally disabled 26-year-old woman believed to be locked away by her own mother, possibly for years. The young woman was found in a physically run-down and neglected state in a flat in southern Rosenheim, according to police. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.